At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Australia, Anzac Day, celebrated, remembered, commemorated, mourned every year on the 25th of April. It points to an event that was a catastrophe that led to a miracle evacuation on Gallipoli in the First War. The Australian forces and the New Zealand forces were committed to fighting against the Turks and their German commanders, and the situation went from very bad to tragic. However, the withdrawal was successful several months later, and ever since, starting in 1916, Australians have come together on April 25th to remember Gallipoli, and more, because there was a lot of sacrifice from 1915 until today, 2023. Scott Maiman of CBS News is here to remind all of us what Anzac Day means in Australia and how it's celebrated, how it's remembered. Scott, what we do when we celebrate things like that is we have fireworks, we have parades, we have people speaking to us in general about sacrifice. How does it work in Australia, in Brisbane? Good day to you, Scott.
Good day, John. Yeah, it's a similar thing. It's just something you can relate to with Veterans Day. We don't do the fireworks, but we do a march through city centres and a parade and a remembrance moment involving speeches, as you correctly said. Australia and New Zealand fought side by side. Gallipoli was the first instance where, well, pretty much crews landed on the wrong beach and there was no protection. They were slaughtered, basically, just getting onto the beach. Those who made it, you can just imagine just how fraught things were after all that. So we're honouring the fallen soldiers from not just Anzac Day in 1915 from that landing, but ever since then as well, from World War One, World War Two, Vietnam, anything in which our soldiers have been involved in, it's been something that we take a moment, mark a moment of respect, and remember those fallen soldiers who gave of their all.
Now, the puzzle here is that there is a report. I read the headline. This is from Sydney. Young Australians struggle to answer what Anzac stands for in viral video. Is this the schools not teaching it? Is this the certain young people in Sydney? How do you regard this, Scott?
Yeah, this is quite tragic, really. Anzac, it's a pivotal moment in Australian history. And here we are, the youth of today don't understand what Anzac Day is. They may have some idea of it, but the word Anzac is actually made up of a whole heap of names. It's the Australian New Zealand Army Corps. And it's something that I know was driven into me when I was just a young lad in school. But yes, it is a question. Why are the youth of today not knowing some of these simple aspects? The war zones that we've been to, the more recent ones, a lot of people can recognize, but going back to World War One, even World War Two, a lot of the youth of today are questioning, oh, what was that all about? So it is a bit of a worry, John, as to what our youth are learning in school.
Your modern military is just released what is called a defense review, Australian Defense Review, endorsed by the Albanese government. My reading, quick reading of it, is that you're preparing for conflict in the Indo-Pacific, and the predator state that most worries you is China. Is this story of the defense review, is this embraced by Australians? Is there controversy over this? Because it certainly looks like you're going to spend money to get ready for a tragedy.
And we're going to be spending a lot of money. This is one of the biggest military shakeups in decades in Australia. And yes, it's to combat the growing threat posed by China. We want to better deal with adversaries, such as the potential threat from China, concerns that it's going to take over Taiwan. What does it mean? Because we are so close to China as well. confronting the most significant strategic circumstances since World War II. Those are the words of our Prime Minister. Funds are being redirected from armoured vehicles and artillery to investing in long-range missiles, nuclear submarines, at upgrading some of Northern Australia's defence bases. Now, we want to do that because we want to include the US military in some of our operations. The long-range missiles could be launched from Australia. This has a lot of people worried because, yes, it's the ground footing of what will happen next. We don't want a war, but it seems like we are defending ourselves at the moment, and it's the Australian government, the new Australian government, 1 year on, has definitely decided to take issue with China by the sounds of things.
You've lost an entertainer, a Broadway entertainer, an Australian entertainer, Barry Humphries at 89, a full life. How do you remember him, Scott?
Oh, I'm sure a lot of Americans recognize his character more so than him. Dame Edna Everidge was the character. You probably would have heard a woman, outlandish glasses, curly hair, a fine figure of a woman, so to speak. Dame Edna Everidge, you would have heard the words, "Hello, possum!" That's one of the character words from Dame Edna Everidge. 5 decades we've had Dame Edna Everidge. The character, not so much Barry Humphries, but the character won a Tony Award for Broadway performances. We are at a loss. One of the last defining early days of comedy, comic heroes, Barry Humphries. It's such a sad loss, not just for Australia, but for the world as well.
Now a puzzling story. There's a shortage of prescription drugs at your pharmacies, and it seems to be driven by people who don't solve it. What is this, Scott?
It's an amazing little story that's just popped up. Few people are taking any awareness of this. But it seems that some of our medications, and, you know, if you get the flu or if you get some sort of respiratory ailment, you take some medications, more so than antihistamine. It's for viruses, bacterial viruses mainly. But it seems as if they're being utilized overseas and not being forwarded to Australia. And this is the onset of a bit of a concern that the stockpiles in Australia are being limited. So there is a concern that when we enter our winter months, we may not have the medication that we need to take care of this.
Yes, hundreds of basic medications are in scarce supply in Australia. The country's stocks of essential drugs continue to diminish. Well, we'll watch this, Scott, because it's coming winter time for you now, and that's when respiratory illnesses dominate, not just the COVID, everything. So we turn to one final detail, 30 seconds. You have the world champion push-up artist in Australia. Who is he?
His name is Lucas Helmke. He's confirmed by Guinness Book of World Records for completing 3,206 push-ups in an hour. That's pretty much 53 a minute. And he's got advice for an American. Rob Sterling is his name. He's based in Florida, who just missed out on that record attempt. He says, don't give up. Lucas now working towards his next world record goal. He wants to do push-ups in a 12-hour challenge. It's better him than me, John.
Scott Maiman of CBS News. He's in Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.